Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. Welcome to this episode about why purpose is so elusive. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember being asked that question when you were a kid? Do you remember how hard it was to answer? Often when we're at school, there's such a big focus on what you want to be when you grow up because it informs the decision you make about finishing school, whether it's to go to university, get a trade, to travel, and so on. But maybe you were one of the kids that were clear from the start what you wanted to be, but as you've gotten older, that focus and drive has drifted. We put so much pressure on ourselves to decide what we want to do with our lives, when in actual fact that what can change with each new milestone in life. Finding your partner, having children, moving, any life change can impact the what we want to do with our lives. So what is purpose? Your purpose is your motivation, the reasons you get up in the morning. Your purpose can guide the decisions you make, influence your behavior, create meaning in your life. For some people, it's their work. For others, it's the responsibilities that we have to our family or friends. Others may find purpose in religion or spirituality. Your purpose is unique to you. What you identify as your path may be different from others. What's important to understand is that your purpose can shift and change throughout life. It doesn't have to be one thing forever, which is why purpose feels elusive for so many women. We try to answer the rest of my life question rather than focusing on what's right for me right now, in this moment of my life, in these circumstances. We all go through moments where we're unsure, perhaps even drifting a little. Do you find yourself asking, so what do I do now? Then you're probably in the process of redefining your purpose. I experienced this when we moved overseas. Initially, it was easy for me to continue my HR career, but with each move, it got more difficult. And then we moved to Chongqing and subsequently Taipei. My professional career was out of reach. I felt lost. I felt frustrated. I felt alone. But then I read Lucille's amazing blog, Expatopatica, and the post was about why as an expat you have the skills to start your own business. And a light bulb went off for me. This was the start of my journey and subsequently the Leap to Lead. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody needs to start their own business, but for me, in my life situation, it was the perfect solution. Now, if you want to learn more about starting and running your own business, check out Amel at Tandem Nomads. What I want you to take away from my experience is that feeling lost is a journey. It's a normal part of life. Feeling frustrated with your current circumstances, many women experience this. But feeling this way doesn't have to be permanent. You can make a decision now to change it for yourself. How? By deciding what your next journey looks like. By deciding what you really want. By finding your purpose. How do we find purpose? By understanding your strengths, your interests, and your passions. Once you have clarity on these, then you can start to shape it into something that you can take action on. The options are endless. Learning a new skill, retraining, volunteering, being a better mum, returning to work, changing careers, and so on. It could be anything. If you're looking for what's next, start by asking yourself, what are my strengths and how do I want these to show up in my life? What do I want my strengths to look like for me in my life? I have a free strengths assessment that might help you with this, and you can download it at what am I good at. I'll put the link in the show notes. But once you have clarity on your strengths and you know how you want to use them, this is how you create your purpose. You create an action plan for yourself. Then I want you to look at your diary. I want you to think about what you need to do today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Make it a reality. Mark time in your diary. Block it out. It could be 15 minutes today to do the thinking. It could be an hour tomorrow. Just mark your diary, block that time out for yourself. Make time for you. You are your most important project. If you want to explore this further privately in a one-on-one conversation, then I invite you to book a free call with me. Let's connect and talk about your situation and how you could change it. It's free. There's no obligation. Just allow me the opportunity to support you. Again, the link's in the show notes. Purpose doesn't have to be elusive. You can start now to find yours.